The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think the risk was you're giving $23 million. I think that's what the number was to a guy who you probably just want to get rid of. Because I think they didn't believe in him. I think when they inherited this roster, they're like, hey, he's going to stink this year. We're going to move on. We're going to rebuild. We're going to draft our own quarterback. So I can't agree with that one because I wouldn't have picked up the fifth-year option on Daniel Jones.
No. I mean, it would have been cheaper, but...
In retrospect, it would have been cheaper.
Yes, but would it have been worth it? Then? I don't know. I don't think so.
So
he hadn't earned it.
Yeah. Everybody's different. Okay, so this is completely me saying this, and I understand that. When we say there's nothing you can say when you're 2-8 to make you feel better, which is mostly true, I will tell you the thing that works on me. I'm a sucker, and I'm going to do it, and then you guys as Giant fans, you tell me if this would have worked or you would have hated it even more. I would have just died on the sword. I would have come out with the microphone and said, I've done a terrible job. I own it. I have not put a good enough roster together. And I think Dave's will tell you, he's not done a good enough coaching job. The quarterback, he hasn't done a good enough job either. That's why we're going to reevaluate the whole damn thing. So it is on me. I built this roster with 2-8. I'm disgusted every time I turn the TV on, and I own it. Now, it's easy to say, well, you're putting yourself out there. What if the first question is, so doesn't that mean you should be fired? Here's my answer. Mm-hmm. I get it. If the owner wants to walk into my office tomorrow and fire my ass, I get it. We're 2-8. And so you own it. You die on it. Look, if John Mara believes in your vision like you've described, then he's not going to let your words at a press conference determine your future. This isn't a presidential campaign where candidates are afraid to admit the things they're bad at because it's going to be used in a campaign ad. This is being the GM. So you guys tell me, if Shane would have died on the sword the way I described it and owned it all, and said, you're damn right we haven't done a good job. I reevaluate everything I've done.
Mm-hmm.
Would that make you feel better?
Someone in that organization, whether it's the owner, the general manager, the coach, needs to tell the fans why they are 2-8. They just need to do that.
Well, and if it's, answer good?
And if it's we're coming back next year and this year doesn't matter, that's fine.
Know, but
we're tanking for quarterback, that's fine too.
I think we know why they're 2-8. The Minnesota Vikings were just better. The Washington Commanders, their kicker pulled a freaking groin on the first play of the game.
What about the Panthers?
Right. I'm getting there. They beat the Cleveland Browns. The Cowboys got two ridiculous officiating penalties that flipped the game. I hate to blame officials for losing games, but the Cowboys game was lost because the officials pulled one flag on a holding on their first touchdown, and they gave a face mask to the wrong damn team. So that was an official loss. They won that. They lost that by a score. Seattle, they go out there and they dominate them, even though the score doesn't show it. The Cincinnati Bengals, they had their chances to win in that game as well.
The offense stinks at home.
Right. Right, yes, yes, exactly.
That's how I'd answer that one. The offense is inept at home.
The Philadelphia Eagles, they're just better.
A lot better.
Period. Right? You chalk them up to get your ass kicked by your division rival.
Right.
That's all that is. The Pittsburgh Steelers is a one-score game. They had chances and probably could have won that one as well. The second Washington game, we just watched it two weeks ago, right? They could have won that game as well if Daniel Jones makes plays in the red area. And then last week against the Carolina Panthers, you make a mistake when you have a chance to win the game because you don't have a quarterback who can rise to the occasion and win games that aren't necessarily clean, right? So Like, we know why they're 2-8. You can look at their record. You can watch their games. You can go back and look at every single instance and say, all right, this is why they lost that game. 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 Right? I mean, nobody needs to know why they're 2-8. We know why they're 2-8. You know what I mean? They haven't made plays when it mattered most. They haven't coached well enough when it mattered most, and other teams have. It's as simple. I just need to answer that question.
Yeah, but T, come on. They had all offseason to prepare for the Minnesota game. They got completely blown out. Dallas stinks. They could have won that game.
Nobody knew what Sam Darnold was going to be for that team. No idea. By the way, Brian Flores, who I think is one of the best defensive coordinator in the NFL right now, the Giants weren't prepared for that. And by the way, most teams after that weren't prepared for him either.
But why weren't they prepared 2 years in a row in week one? They got blown out by Dallas last year, and then this year.
It's circumstantial. I can't argue with you about it because it's circumstantial.
They're 2-8 because they're not good enough.
Right.
You go through every single game, but they're 2-8 because they're not good enough.
Yes. Exactly right.
And I think that maybe that's what you want to hear. We didn't hear it. We heard we're close. We heard we're right there. They played a lot of close games.
Yeah. But
and that's where I think you hear a message at 2-8, and it's like it's almost tone deaf to the reality.
Yeah.
Are they close? I don't know how many Giant fans think they're very close.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Close right now at 2-8.
If they beat the Commanders, they beat the Cowboys, and now all of a sudden they're sitting at 4-6.
Yeah, but they didn't.
Okay, I'm just saying, if they did, you have a kicker.
Right.
You don't get screwed by the coordinator. And these are just two of those games, and they're 4-6. Are we up in arms this week?
I think we're up in arms, but maybe differently. I don't think we're talking about administrative changes.
I think we're saying this is kind of exactly where we thought this team
was. At 4-6, yeah, in that range.
This is exactly where we thought this team was.
But that's the NFL. Like, the Jets could say the same thing. That doesn't make me feel better.
No, but they've had a lot of chance.
But Tiki, they've had games they could have won. That doesn't make me feel better.
Yeah.
I don't talk about the Minnesota game. They could have won that game.
No, they could have won this game. Hold on. The New York Jets were supposed to be Super Bowl contenders.
I understand, but
they had the second shortest odds to be in the Super Bowl.
I understand, here's where it's the same. If they had two games that they could have won, I wouldn't be sitting here thinking, we're fine.
Hold on, Evan. They're supposed to be destroying teams. They have Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback, the great savior of all things NFL, and he's not playing well, right?
I agree with that.
It's not the same.
No, it's not the same in terms of expectations.
Last year was compared to the Bears. I know they lost two interior defensive linemen that ended up hurting them more than they thought, but Sauce Gardner is an all-pro, but playing probably his worst football he's played in his entire life this season.
Yeah, but they've had four games that you could argue they should have won.
Okay, why didn't they?
Because of Aaron Rodgers not executing down the stretch. Of the offense scoring 9 points against the Denver Broncos. There's a myriad of reasons.
But here's the difference.
Because the kicker sucks.
But here's the difference.
They lost two games because of the kicker.
Evan,
you want to talk about the kicker?
Here's the difference. Aaron Rodgers wasn't supposed to be a guy who's flawed. Aaron Rodgers is supposed to be a guy who's perfect.
I know, but it's not even about that. My point is...
It's about that.
No, it's about the NFL and how games are close. And, if this goes this way,
we're talking differently. We're talking specifically about individuals, right? We can talk about why the Giants haven't won some of these games. One, they don't have a kicker. Two, because they don't have a quarterback that can make plays in the tight red area. And it matters. They're 32nd in the league in red zone scoring. And that's why they're 32nd in the league in scoring. Their quarterback isn't a playmaker down there. And it's frustrating. We knew, and by the way, we kind of knew this.
By the way, that part I agree with. What I don't agree with is, well, if this goes this way and that goes that way, we're having a different discussion. Because I think that's the same with every NFL team.
No.
I'm using the Jets, and no one wants to hear it because they had higher expectations. But the point is, like, every NFL team
The Jets are supposed to be the elite, under the elite level.
I get
the
that.
Giants,
but
the Giants are amongst the many.
But I don't think that's irrelevant in the point I'm just countering about close games and mm-hmm. how easily things can be different. If the Jets were 5-4 instead of 3-6, are we having a different discussion about them?
We are. We're probably still disappointed in them.
Of course, I agree. Are we having a different discussion about them?
Well, they probably still
have... They're in a playoff
have,
race.
They probably still have their head coach.
Right! But that's the point about the close games. Everybody plays close games.
Of course they do.
That's why citing it, whether it's Joe Shane or the discussion we're having now, like, I get it. I get that these games could have gone differently.
Why did the Jets lose close games?
There's a myriad of reasons. I think their kicker cost them two games. Want to go there? Mm-hmm. Want to talk about the kicker? If they had a real kicker, they'd be 5-4. Am I wrong?
No.
Okay, so does that make me feel... That does not make me feel better. I'm sorry. So for anyone who feels better about that, God bless you. That doesn't work for me, at least. I don't feel better about my team. Wow, you know, if we had a kick, we'd be 5-4.
Should your games have been going down to just kicks?
No, I agree. They have underperformed.
Right.
I think that when you're in a spot where you're 2-8, or in the Jets' case, you're 3-6, there's very little a GM or coach can say to make you feel better. That's why I offered an alternative mm-hmm. of dying on the sword. Now, I don't know if that would have worked on everybody, but that goes better to me than suggesting we're really close when not that far off.
He's suggesting we're really close and not far off, pointing to the close games and pointing to how many guys on this young roster will be back, because it's the truth, and he can't publicly throw the quarterback completely under the bus.
Right.
With a better quarterback, they're winning the close games. The Jets have freaking Aaron Rodgers. Their problems go deeper than the Giants roster. Is that undeniable?
Who's a better roster, the Giants or the Jets?
I think the Giants do,
I think you're very wrong.
I think we've highly overrated the Jets
talent
for 3 years.
And that's not saying much, because I think we're all flawed.
Yeah,
but I think if you take the quarterbacks away, I think the Jets have a better roster, which is just, I mean, it's embarrassing.
Do they have a better O-line?
Where?
Do they have a better pass rush?
I think they have more talent on defense. I think they've had a lot of guys underperform.
Really?
Yes.
Where's all this talent on defense?
Where are your corners? I mean, Sauce Gardner and DJ Reed were the best cornerback tandem in the league a year and a half ago.
But
were they not?
I will give you the corners. What about the front seven? You want to take the giant front seven?
I don't even know. Sauce is having a bad year.
No, I agree with that, but that's my point. Like, talent-wise, we thought he was better than that.
Right.
Did we not?
Of course. He was rookie of the year.
Well, that's what it comes down to.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.